Time once again for the Wollaston Garden Club's annual spring plant sale. That must mean that Kathy Kervels and Ann Forsman are here to tell us about it. Ladies, happy spring.
Oh, happy spring to
happy
you
spring,
too.
Joe. Thank you for having us.
Look, you brought some light and sunshine here into the studio during dreary, gloomy, gray days that we're having in May.
I know. And we do need the rain, and we're not going to complain, but if it rains another weekend, I think there's going to be trouble.
Yeah, we're going to complain. Well, we hope it's nice on Saturday, May 17th,
yes,
at least from 9 a.m. to noon.
And we are rain or shine, so that is, you know,
your gardeners
worth pointing out.
I was thinking about this morning. It's like gardeners are hardy, like earthy, down to earth, you know, rough and tumble.
We totally feel that way.
Oh, yeah. You are, though.
I mean, we've cleaned up ourselves, but
I don't know. Yeah. I'm not really sure I did.
Oh, God.
No, but right?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
And honestly, the rain doesn't bother us.
Yeah.
And the rain is great for the plants, so so be it. But the customers prefer sunshine. So we would like it to be dry for them to enjoy their shopping.
Mm-hmm. Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Before we talk about the sale and everything that's available this year, it's still at what is now the former Wollaston Congregational Church,
I guess,
right?
Yeah, we're still calling it the Wollaston Congregational Church.
Yeah.
But yes, the church itself has closed, I guess is the right word. But we are still having our meetings there, and we use their driveway for the plant sale.
Okay. So I know that was kind of part of the impetus to have the city purchase the property, right, was to keep places like the Garden Club at this location.
And the Boy Scouts and a couple of dance and there's theater and there's
there's a human trafficking group. There's there's Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah.
There are drama clubs. There are dance groups. It is such a community resource.
Mm-hmm.
We're so happy that the city decided to keep it as such.
Yeah. Does it need anything?
Needs a lot of renovation, which is really why the church
not a lot. Just
needed
that.
Just
a
no. It needs renovation.
You know, it's an old building.
It's an old building.
It's a beautiful building. It's
on
old.
The National Register. It's a historic building.
Yeah.
Right?
So it is. It is. But you know, we're happy to still be there after the Garden Club. It's always met there.
Always.
Always. And we're 90 plus years.
Wow.
Right. It was a little bit more white glove at the start.
Yes. Right. Yeah, that's the perception of gardening, right?
Exactly.
The reality
perception of garden clubs.
Exactly,
That's not the reality.
Not in
our
case. And I'm sure there are exceptions everywhere, you know. And every garden club gets to set their own tone.
Yeah.
And we set the tone that we love to be out. We like to, if you're interested in floral arranging, then we'll make sure that you find a class that'll further your interest, you know. So there's a lot going on. Besides this, but Ian and I have to say this is our favorite.
Is it really?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun too. We had an event with another member's yard, and there was 20 of us, and it was kind of cold and rainy, and we ended up dividing and potting up 250 plants for the plant sale.
Wow.
And nobody left. They were all just dressed to go.
Yeah.
And it was just a lot of fun. And you get to talk to people that you might have only seen at a meeting but not really had a chance to get to know a little bit, you know, in those more personal things, you know. So I think that's really, really great about the Garden Club.
Yeah, there's something about being outside in the elements, playing in the dirt, right?
Playing
Absolutely.
In the dirt. Exactly, you know. So, and not everybody in our club can participate to the extent of digging and potting up and everything, but they have other interests, and they keep us supplied with food. And
important.
Important, you know. So everybody contributes in one way or another, and I love that about the club.
Is this the main fundraiser for the Wollaston?
It's one of them. We have the green sale.
This is one of two fundraisers.
Yeah.
We do a very large green sale in November prior to the Christmas holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this sale. When Kathy was talking about the contributions of our members, this is another area where so many of our members are able to either donate pine cones or donate the plants that are in their yard.
Sure.
So maybe they can't do the digging, but maybe they had the garden, and we can help them with that now.
Yeah. How many members in the club now, roughly?
It's over 120.
Over 120.
It's over 120. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And we keep getting new members, and it's a lot mostly word of mouth. You know, somebody comes. Brings a friend and says, you might like this, and they decide they want, you know, have a guest anytime, well, for the most part, and if they want. It's only $30 a year.
Right.
So we're not terribly expensive.
No. We're not an expensive club to join, and they probably get their money's worth just with the snacks. So never mind the community outreach, never mind the education, never mind the opportunities for field trips. And we hear it again and again when people come to the meetings that, first, they're just really glad they came.
Yeah.
And second, they can't believe how welcome they felt.
Yes.
I think we have a good group of people that try to reach out every day.
Right.
Nice. Every day we have
somebody come in as a guest, and somebody's getting up and getting them a chair and, you know, sitting them with them or, you know, introducing them around. And we have name tags, which is heaven
sent. Which is really helpful.
It's a simple thing, but it's really
It really is.
Because you can at least approach somebody and say,
hi.
You know, hi, Linda.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
You know,
yeah, you know, so, and that's a garden club tradition, not just us, you know. So any garden club we go to, they always have name tags, so it's really good.
So when does the Wollaston Garden Club meet then?
Okay, we meet every third Thursday of the month in the social hall of the Wollaston Congregational Church. Our meetings alternate between day and evening meetings because we have members who work. Mm-hmm. We have members who have, you know, who would prefer a day meeting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we do not meet in the social hall in June, July, or August.
Okay.
If you're a member, you can attend one of the strolls or tours that we hold instead. Some of them tend to be more for the actual members, but strolls, come with a member.
Okay.
You can come with a friend in general.
And that means that somebody in the garden club has said, I'll open
you
my garden.
Come.
Yeah, you should. I'll open my garden and you can come stroll it.
Mm-hmm.
I may or may not be there.
And
Anne is really good at labeling things so that if you're, you know, curious what is this or that, you can, you know, at least have a name or whatever, you know. And it's really, I think everybody's garden is different and everybody's garden's worth exploring, you know. It could be a little pocket garden and it's still worth exploring, you know.
Or a container garden even, right?
Absolutely.
In the city, yeah.
Absolutely. That's
gardens.
The thing in the city. It's very interesting to see what people do with the small areas that they have. You know, and we don't, like, so few of us have suburban, sprawling, big, sunny areas.
No, most lots in Quincy are like 5,000 square feet, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part.
Unless
at least
you
the
put the house
parts.
On it and the neighbor's house, you don't.
Yeah. Right. And in the older parts of the city, at least, it's they're small lots.
They're very tight.
Yeah.
So it's really interesting to see what people do.
Sure. All right, let's talk about the plant sale. Again, it is Saturday, May 17th, 9 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
rain or shine.
Rain or shine.
Yeah, it's important.
At Wally Kong, former Wally Kong, up on Wollaston Hill.
Yep, out in the driveway.
Out in the driveway.
And we do have people standing in line before we open.
So get there early, I know, is the mantra.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
It's always the best selection.
Yeah.
And we don't have, it's not like we have 25 or,
well
in this
we
case we do.
But we don't have an unlimited supply
That's
of
right.
the really interesting plants.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, some of the more interesting plants are slower growers. So we might have a member who we can divide, but we can't get 40 plants from it.
Gotcha.
So if you're one of the early people, you might find something.
An exclusive.
Yeah, well, or something a little more, something you don't already have.
Sure.
Right, and that's what a lot of people are looking for. But they also want to know that if they take it home, it's going to do well in their garden. And that's where our gardeners are so helpful. Because they walk around with them, and we also try to separate things. This is the sun side. This is the shade side, you know. And a lot of people are new gardeners, and they're not even sure if they have sun or if they have shade or whatever,
that's
you know.
That's a good point, actually. Yeah, maybe, maybe kind of observe your yard before
you
go to sale, right?
I always say that to people. If you're thinking about new plants, what kind of, you know, what kind of light do you have?
Yeah.
You know, because this is surprisingly a shade.
Let's get to the fun stuff.
This is a shade plant, but it blooms very early. This is a Solomon seal, and it is very tall right now. But
yes,
and we do that. We put
Solomon's tags. Seal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And on the back, we always try to say, it's a
little information.
Full shade, pot shade.
Okay.
As Anne said, it will take some sun, you know, but.
And these are all native, right? These are all.
We are doing perennials. I can't say
they're not
actually.
Some may not be, but they might be cut, and especially now that our climates are morphing a little bit. Like the Japanese painted fern is not a native. However, it does really, really well.
Okay.
Now whatever the conditions were, it now is
and adapting is part of a plant's life.
Interesting.
Anyway,
yeah. Well, we had so little snow these past couple of years.
And then this past winter was very cold.
Yes.
You know, so we're confusing the heck out of the plants.
They're not the only ones.
I know.
So Kathy's brought a very pretty small-leaved green hosta. We have, that might be the only green hosta I saw in our whole selection.
I think there's four or five.
But we have an amazing, we've got a couple of people in our immediate area that donate plants that are hosta collectors.
Okay.
Yes. So we have some really interesting hostas that have come, that are in a variety of color tones, big leaves with, you know, there are thousands of varieties.
Yeah. And thousands?
We don't have thousands, but we've got a couple of dozen.
Okay.
Yeah. So we've got some tall upright blues, we've got some small variegated.
Yeah, there are
we've
some that
really
don't get any
interesting ones.
Any bigger than that.
Okay.
It's
and
very
they
interesting.
Do really well in Quincy. I know the bunnies eat them, but they're prolific anyway. So you can, like, if hostas grow in your yard, you can arrange an interesting landscape with a variety of different ones. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's not just all the same.
And they're low maintenance, right?
Very low maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very low maintenance.
Which is great.
And most perennials are on the lower end of maintenance, you know, not all of them, but you know, when I say a perennial, it's something that comes back every year.
Yep.
So hey, look at that, it just came up. You know, I mean, I didn't have to do
anything. I didn't have to buy it again.
I bought it 6 years ago.
Right, or somebody, you know,
donated. And now I'm dividing it up into many plants.
Right.
Yeah. Free plants.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a perennial, and we're...
Daylilies is a good example.
Daylilies,
perfect
example. Yeah. Shasta and daisies, I mean, we have that, you know.
We got a few plants from the library.
Mm-hmm.
From Claire.
Yep.
So if somebody wanted to see...
She does a fabulous job.
She really does.
Yeah.
But she gave us several things, and if you're looking at the library, if you're looking at the Peace Garden, you'll see some of these Solomon seal underneath one of the trees out in the Peace Garden up against, it's a backstory plant.
Okay.
And so other plants go nicely in front of it. And she
has
a few beautifully placed in with some nice azaleas and
she does
some
a
other,
fabulous.
Yeah, she really does. And all of, and her plants are labeled. So if somebody was looking for something in particular, and her plants, interestingly, are labeled with the Latin names.
Oh, really?
Rather than with a label that says a bluebell. Because a bluebell in Massachusetts in Quincy might not be the same bluebell in another nursery
Georgia.
Somewhere else.
Texas is a good place.
Yeah, well, but not just, but they're all over the place.
Yeah.
So if you look at a plant and if you really like it, if you take the Latin name down, when you go somewhere, you know you're getting actually that plant.
Oh, interesting.
Rather than some variety of bluebell that might not really be the same plant.
I suppose this day and age with technology, you could take a picture of
and everybody should be able to look it up.
Yeah,
although they're not flawless.
Sure.
They're not flawless. A lot of the plant ID things, they might give you
general.
A couple of choices.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, you know, it's still worth it to look and get a sense of what you're looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
The
club I know also has, you mentioned education, so featured speakers throughout the year, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
We do. We have a speaker every month.
Every month?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On a variety of different topics.
Mm.
And our last topic was a lot of the coming happenings in Quincy. Water, how they're dealing with coastal water rising.
Yes.
And a lot of interesting things. So even if you're not super interested in that particular topic, if you wanted to hear the speaker, you would get a contact information, and there might be other topics within the city you might be interested in.
Okay.
Right, and we do try to put it in the Quincy Sun, you know, to tell people who's going to be our speaker, you know. And like Ann said, we might have somebody doing floral arrangements.
Mm-hmm. We'll forget in May. Let's show the book.
Show the book. You brought the book, Kathy. You might as well show it.
Part of your $30 membership.
I know. It really is great to have.
It's a great resource.
All the people that are in the club are all listed in the back with all their contact information.
Okay.
And this is my little addition, because since the book came out in September, we've already had this many people sign up.
Wow.
You know, so, and I think there's a few more. But we are going to have what we are calling a president's tea in our May meeting, which unfortunately is not open to the public because we have invited all the presidents and of guests from all the South Shore Garden Clubs in the area that are in our little kind of pod of, and so we will have them, and it'll be special, you know. And we are having our own Carol Fisher, who's a master gardener. She's going to speak on something we are politely calling sidewalk strip gardening, but which everybody else calls the hell strip between your sidewalk and the road.
Oh, okay.
And how to make that a little bit.
Do something with
it. You know, so I'm interested in hearing what Carol has to say.
That might be the only spot somebody has to
and
make
that is true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know, and you don't want to put something there that's just going to get ruined by the
trampled
snow and the salt and all
and
that.
The dogs,
you know,
and whatever. Yeah.
And the dogs. Yes, I know.
Yeah, it's got to be whatever goes there has got to be pretty sturdy.
Right.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're interested in that, and we're happy to have the presidents coming from various clubs.
How many do you know, Kathy? Just roughly.
I think we have 11 replies that they're coming. Yeah.
Right.
So it's going to be nice. And of course, our members come, and you know, and like Ann says, we do food really well, so we'll do food extra well because we have extra guests.
Other clubs in Quincy too, like Squantum and
Houseneck. Squantum and Houseneck are coming.
Super. Okay.
Yep. And we had a tri-club meeting not too long ago that Houseneck hosted for us.
Very good.
Yeah. So it's a way for all of us to keep connected, and some of our members are members of both clubs.
Sure.
You know, so.
Yep.
And,
we should talk about what the proceeds from the plant sale are used for. I know I like to ask you that every year.
The list is in the book.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know it off the top of your head, probably.
Well, I have a pretty... I'm so proud of our club. I think that we are a generous group. We give... most important thing, in my humble opinion, I'm a retired teacher. I love it that we give scholarships to Quincy High School student, North Quincy High School student, and Norfolk Aggie High School student going off to major in some related field, be it environmental science, be it some sort of botany, some whatever.
Yep.
And that those are usually arranged through their schools. We don't do the selection process, but we provide the resources for those students. In addition, we give scholarships to so many local charities. Our list is two pages long.
I just thought I couldn't find it.
And
in
addition to the, I think it's kind of in the front.
I can't find it. That's okay.
It is. It's kind of near the front, but that's all right. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Interfaith, Dove,
service agencies.
All of those social service agencies. It's really a.
You can look.
I don't. It's okay.
It's
people
okay.
get
yeah.
the point.
Yeah.
We're a generous group, and in addition, if someone. For example, last year the school nurses in the city of Quincy were collecting hats and mittens and warm weather gear for kids. You should have seen the table. All it took was one announcement. Bring it to the next meeting. We had a table, a floor, bags, boxes, overflowing.
How nice is that? Yeah.
And it's, you know,
and we do
brand
Interfaith.
New stuff, hand knitted stuff, you name it.
Sure.
And we do a
food drive for Interfaith
at another meeting, you know, and it's always just.
And it's several pickup
fills
trucks.
My husband's
full.
Truck and then some, you know, so. It's a very generous group.
Yeah. And you also maintain different public places throughout the city, right?
I'm sure people have seen the signs as they drive around the city, maintained by whoever. And yes, we do. We have the Wollaston Library planters. We have a nice garden at Safford Park. We we have members who help out the Dorothy Quincy House and at the Josiah Quincy House. We have the corner as you're driving down from...
Talk about a hell strip.
Yeah, talk about a hell strip.
Oh,
yes.
Across from the Wollaston Fire Department.
And
we maintain that hill, and then we maintain the corner that goes directly down into Wollaston.
And we did cleaner, greener there, and people would just, you know, walk into the train or whatever.
They're so thankful.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And, you know, it's just you either drive by it quick or you're walking by it, and it's just nice that it's clean and people are taking the time to plant something nice that you can walk by and admire.
And it's also the kind of thing I think that if it weren't there, you would notice it.
Oh, I think so.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, the fact that it's always been there is
a long time.
Is nice.
Yes, this tradition started.
But if it went away, they'd be like, "What? Wait a minute, something's different."
Right.
Here.
I know. You know, and it's very. And those areas are all difficult. The only one that we actually have a water source for is Safford Park. Mm-hmm. So we're a little bit more flexible on what we can put there because we know we can water it.
Right.
But all these other places that you're talking about, there's no water.
Right.
It's just the rain.
Right.
Yeah, I know the city has a water truck that they try and,
Right, yeah, but you know, that isn't, you know.
But they do, they do their planters or their flowers, which look great.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be doing anything in the middle of the road, so
obviously,
God bless
it's much
them.
Too dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
So we're in the middle of trying to figure out where we're going to put a tree.
Well, there's the Heritage Tree Program.
Oh, yes, there is.
For Quincy 400 this year.
Mm-hmm. There is, and we have donated money. We've put aside money from our green sale. And we're hoping it's going to be an evergreen tree. But that's been our dilemma, is where can we put this that we can guarantee it gets watered for the first?
It needs at least, at least a year, two is better when you're planting a tree. You can't just walk away from it.
Yeah, you want it to be
just
successful.
Assume,
right.
You know,
so that's been our only holdup. It's like, okay, we know where the city might like it, but where would we like it?
Mm-hmm.
We
where would it grow?
That's where will it thrive?
Yeah, thrive, right. You know.
All these things to consider,
It's kind of fun dilemmas, though.
Right.
It's fun.
Of course.
So again, the plant sale is Saturday, May 17th, 9 to noon. Get there early at Wollaston Congregational Church in the driveway. Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. And if you get a chance beforehand to look at your bare spots and say, oh, that's a sunny spot.
Yep.
Or, oh, that's under a tree. That's not going to get anything but shade. But we can help you with that once we have a little bit better idea what you need. You know, I mean, like the hostas, they'll grow in the shade. They'll grow pretty much anywhere, I swear.
Yes, I've got a bunch of them in my yard.
Yeah,
they
fill a really nice big space for the most part. Mm-hmm. And then there you go. You don't have to worry about the weeds. Hopefully.
Yeah, we didn't talk about this little guy here.
And that is a vinca, and it's a ground cover.
Okay.
And it is really pretty right now, this time of year. But once the purple has passed, it's just a ground cover that's going to be green all season long. And again, you don't have to weed where you've got ground cover. So again, it helps you. And I have them in my own yard. I really think they're pretty. They cascade a lot, you know, depending on where you put them and
the,
stuff.
Oh, yes, the, what is it, the fillers, thrillers, and spillers?
Oh, for containers,
Containers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what you're talking about.
No, just because I've been
you've been hanging with the garden.
You guys for so many years. WollastonGardenClub.com is your website.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for a payment at the plant sale, what do you accept?
Cash, check, or Venmo.
Oh, okay.
Now.
All right, you are a cutting edge.
Oh, yeah, we're cutting edge.
We still take checks, so I'm not sure how
That's
cutting
right.
edge we are. But I think, you know,
and
a lot
we
of
also have a membership
way.
Table at the event if people want to, you know, sign up for a year and check it out.
Okay. All right. Anything else? Andy, you didn't bring any creations from your wood shop.
You know, I almost did. Yeah. I've done like a little pocketbook planter, and I almost threw it in because that was
what I had the
Japanese fern in. And it's cute, but I don't
know.
Will you have things at the sale, though?
We'll probably have a couple.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't focus on that.
I'm trying to get Kathy's I've got a chair almost ready for Kathy's husband to paint.
Ah, very good.
Oh, so, he doesn't mind spray painting,
thank
God.
No, he's good. If I don't wait till the last second, he's pretty good.
Okay, so maybe there'll be a chair
in my driveway. It's amazing what it lands in our driveway sometimes.
The North Quincy librarian is a member of our garden club, and she's hosting a coffee hour later in the month.
Oh.
So if anybody is ever in the North Quincy library area and you have any garden club questions, talk to Amy.
Amy at North Quincy Branch.
Talk to Amy.
I think it's the Saturday after the plant sale.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's great. She's really involved with the kids, which is so important.
All right.
She's done so much.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. I hope you have a great sale again
this
year.
Oh,
thanks.
You're
very
welcome. Thanks for watching us here at AM Quincy. I'm Joe Catalano. See you next time.